the strip, you know, in the foreseeable future. Now, that may be blue sky a bit that it would private, but there's going to be.
I was going to say, he didn't say that before they legalized marijuana. That's what I was going to say.
But there's going to be several hundred out there, likely before the end of the year. So they talked about people coming to work on the strip as far as Forsyth. And so they'll be coming on those motor scooters around these same roads that we talked about. There's a safety issue involved here. Mm-hmm. But it's an experiment, but it's a controlled one. And so we're all going to be looking for feedback from that. And I believe these are gas-powered, but potentially, if this program works, you're going to be talking about electrified, and you'll have to have electric stations, like on the strip space where, you know, they can fuel them. So this is something to think about ahead, but it's coming as far as the experiment. They're distributing as we speak. So don't be surprised and give some feedback. And I think as a transportation group, we need to keep an eye on this also. And if it works, we really want to promote it. If it doesn't, we need to get the early flags up, and as we should as an oversight group. So I just want to make you aware of this new program that's kicking off.
I would be on the sidewalks too, Rick.
Fight me.
Can we get any help with that through our funds?
Yes.
I think that is basically being spearheaded rather than a transportation issue. It's a workforce development issue, and it's the transportation component of the workforce development issue. But I do, like Ron, I believe that it has some merit, and it has worked in Memphis significantly. And it has, Memphis has some of the same characteristics where it's a larger area, it's not walkable easy, so the scooters do resolve some issues. And then when you're talking about a population like the J1s that come from around the world, scooters are a workforce staple around the world differently than we see them in the United States. So they're an easy transition for a lot of folks. So there's reason to be hopeful about this.
I think there's some law that allows them to transfer their driver's licenses from to be recognized here in the U.S. They have to take, I think, a minimum level test. I've just read about it, but this program takes that into account, so they don't have to learn everything all over again and make the transition. But be on the lookout and give feedback, and we'll see how it goes.
All right. Anyone else have anything?
I would just like to welcome Mr. Woods to the board and thank you for your willingness to serve for the Tan County Transportation Advisory Board on behalf of the Tan County Commission.
All right. What else?
We have a motion. I would move we adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion and second adjourn. Discussion of all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is that new bridge?
Perfect. Hey, you're going to go much wider.